When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to it. A very special Tuesday here at 937 The Ticket. Greatly appreciate you hanging out with us for an hour today. At least hanging out with us for the next hour. You'll hang out with folks here on The Ticket for the rest of the evening. We've got plenty of really good radio for you over the course of the next few hours. But next up at the 5 o'clock hour, the premiere of a very special engagement. And it's a challenge to identify the best in Lincoln and Nebraska, the state in itself, just to be able to have these discussions about taking care of each other. 402-464-5685. Start a Heyman text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing. You got questions. If you've got comments, you've got curiosities, please feel free to reach out and do that. You can follow us on the streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. You want to get interesting and really kind of reach, you should have the app, the 93.7 The Ticket app, which travels everywhere. And it means that the signal never drops, you never lose it. Pretty cool stuff. If you want to do that, if you want to jump on Amazon Prime as well, get, you know, whatever way you consume your content on a day-to-day basis. Before we get into the news of the day and the conversations, I'll have Austin Orman tell you about our dear friends at the Mercado.
Our dear friends is right, because what do? They provide meat. Every type of it and every cut of it. That's why we love them. They have three locations in Lincoln, 84th and Havelock, 85th and Andermatt, as well as 30th and Yankee Hill. And don't worry, Omaha friends, you're on our app. Or you're on our streams, which means you're hearing this. There's a Mercado location for you as well, at 168th and Maple.
There we go. Thank you. Greatly appreciate it. And if you need, on a beautiful day like today, if you need something to put on the grill, stop by the Mercado. It'll hook you up. Well said. We're an hour today. We're an hour on every Tuesday forward, as far as we can imagine. From 5 to 6, we'll be joined, and we'll switch over and introduce you to some folks you know, Des Moines Adams, Ashton Hunter from Teammates. And each hour on Tuesday, there will be a challenge to be inclusive and to be a part of the community. Tuesdays for me, for the past few years, has been Teammates Tuesday, because I signed up, went through the training, processed myself through, and was introduced to my mentee. I got him when he was in middle school, and now he is in high school, and it's been a big part of my week each Tuesday, is to go spend some time with him at his school, and we sit at the table and go through and just listen to the young man and kind of go through his week, usually his weekend. He's a JV football player, so I get to hear about his football process, his growth in it. Linebacker, wannabe running back, several things. Also a
sounds
wrestler.
Like a Jay Foreman.
Yeah, acolyte. Yeah. He's got quite the quality. Lots of charisma and personality. But I spend my Tuesday, and it's interesting too, because when I walk in to different schools now, I'm able to identify other teammates, other mentors, and it's a pretty cool thing to walk in and. There are some folks who work security at Husker events and work at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and folks that I see around town who have joined the team. And they're a part of it. Like today, you know, we have listeners that and friends of the station who were teammates, and they were there at the same time. And there's a little badge you get that you have to wear to identify yourself in the building. And then you talk to coaches and men, folks in the building. And it's been pretty cool, quite frankly. No matter what my mood is on Monday or Tuesday morning, it transitions, because then for an hour I get recalibrated and readjusted that, quite frankly, whatever's stressing me ain't that big a deal. And to have somebody that is looking forward to hanging out with me for that hour, and he's not hanging out to necessarily talk sports. We can. And we often do. again, our first kind of engagements were shooting baskets at his middle school. Like, we would just go there and he'd get one of the teachers or coaches to get a basketball, and we'd just shoot hoops and talk. And, you know, of course, a little trash talk never hurt any relationship. That transition to, you know, just playing catch with a football. And then now it's just we go to the lunch area. And we sit at a table, and he's a real fan of Goodly cookies.
Mm.
And so we sit at the table, and we break cookies. We break cookies.
Can I ask what his favorite is?
He's a chocolate chip guy.
Respect.
Right? Mm-hmm. He's Simple. A chocolate chip guy.
Are you a chocolate chip guy?
I am. No. I am. And for him, it makes more sense that it's more about him than it is about what I want. And then we've literally had, Austin, we've had conversations that went down the rabbit hole. We had a full 30-minute discussion over the greatest candy that existed, right? And we did a tasting of, okay, let's line them up and figure out what really is the GOAT. Which one do we really exist for? And we've had these conversations about everything, about books, about sports teams, etc. And so it's the challenge for teammates on a local level and on a national level is really getting people off the couch, just to set aside time. And I also have to put my money where my mouth is and to offer a paid hour and an excused hour for ticket personnel, that if they want to do this, that it's an hour in the bank every week. You know, for those 20 weeks of school that you do this, and it's a 20-week project each year, ideally a minimum of 20 weeks. It's how many ever you can make. But to have Husker Hall of Famers walk into these schools and sit at a table, and to make some small person feel big, make them feel heard, is kind of the project and the way we want to do this. So teammates has been exceptional with us in partnering. And they will help us with some of the other play-by-play broadcast stuff that we want to do and the things we want to do going forward. So, yes, Austin, I will throw you under the bus, and you will be offered up as a sacrificial lamb to teammates to try to get you. And again, it's, you know, it's 4 hours a month. It's really 4 half-hours a month over the course of that. But we say an hour, you know, for you to go where you want to go. You can pick the school of your choice, the age of the mentee of your choice. And to do that, and I can, again, I can't ask people to do a thing that I'm not willing to do. So that's going to be the whole thing. It's a big day for Austin in several ways. I mean, it's a baseball playoff day. The Detroit Tigers have started off the party by throwing quite the party. Are we surprised at all by Detroit and their performance against the Astros today?
The more I was thinking about this, DP, the more I got major North Carolina State vibes from Detroit. That's really where I got. No, they didn't go and win the division like winning the ACC conference tournament like North Carolina State needed to do, but the Tigers are playing their best baseball right now. Again, they were my pick to win the division at the start of the year. This is kind of what I expected from Detroit all year long. I'm a little bit surprised, but at the same time, I don't know if I should be necessarily. As well as Detroit is playing, I'm not necessarily worried about Houston. I mean, that is a veteran core that's been in this position, you know, how many times? 7 times in a row to the ALCS, right? They're not worried about a 1-0 deficit against what AJ Hinch is now calling pitching chaos, like Detroit's going to throw at him. It's a begrudging tip of the cap to the Tigers right now for me.
Yeah, and I asked you to do a thing before this hour, which was to kind of reseed and reset the table for the playoffs, with the wild card being in. Of course, the top four teams are sitting at home in their, you know, respective stadiums, stretching and burning off galactic acid and kind of fueling up. Often, a lot of them are healing. And if we put those first four teams at the top of the seeding, but at least in my head, but I went, no, but is that really true?
That's not how I have it.
Right. Well, that's why I asked. Mm-hmm. So Austin Orman is about to reseed, re-rank all of the teams eligible to win Major League Baseball's World Championship. So Austin, if you would, please.
I'll do it by league here. So okay. In the American League, I mean, it's hard to go against the Yankees. I mean, it's tough for me to want to do that. Their offense is basically two guys and maybe a half of a third every so often. But pitching's held up surprisingly well with a mediocre year from Gerrit Cole. End up with the best record in the sport somehow, you know? So got to give the nod to the Yankees. Houston just been there, done that. They've played at the best pace since they were like 12-24. They've played at a 98-win pace.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Barney Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Which is the Houston we've all come to hate and expect, I guess, if you're a fan of other AL teams.
Yep.
Cleveland, I think, is unfortunately built for the playoffs. They cluster their good hitters together, and that bullpen is absolutely untouchable, really has been all year. So they're in third in the AL for me. Baltimore, I just think, has the talent. I think they have the motivation after they flamed out last year. They do have Royals, Tigers at 5-6. I don't know. It's kind of hard to rank those two teams. One's hot, one's cold. Maybe I'm a little homer going with the Royals there. I have San Diego as the team to beat in the National League, though. Maybe that's asinine. Maybe that's a step too far, but they've been playing some really good baseball, just dug slightly too big of a hole for themselves behind the Dodgers, who I don't trust. I have the Dodgers fourth in the National League because they're down so much starting pitching. The lineup is absolutely there. I don't trust that frontline pitching at all. I've got Philly at two because of Wheeler and Nola at the top of that rotation. I think the offense gets it figured back out. The Brewers ran away with the NL Central. That really surprised me. I did not see that coming from them. We might be underrating the Brewers, but they have their own postseason demons to reckon with. And give me the Mets in a nod over Atlanta. I think the Mets are kind of Tigers of the National League right now. As there we go. Bobby delivers. RBI single score and Mikel Garcia there. Royals lead 1-0. So that, I think, actually vaults the Royals ahead of the Yankees in my playoff rankings. Now they have a 1-0. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, then Mets and Braves to end out the NL.
So if we said the top four, give me the top four in each league again.
Yankees, Astros, Guards, and Birds. Okay. And then Pods, Phils, Brew Crew, and Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my brain. Like, it's that thing that Detroit does kind of have the vibe, but the other side of it would be Cleveland has figured out a way through magic and witchcraft to keep this thing moving. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that you want to circle them or write them off. I'm not real sure which way it works. But I, with them, I don't have an answer for the Guardians, the Tigers, and the Brewers. I don't have an understanding for them. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand the Mets.
No.
I don't. Like, I understand the Brett struggles, the Braves struggles. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the Mets. I don't, like, which by every metric means, oh boy, they're going to go deep in this thing.
But are they?
Because nobody has if you wouldn't be surprised if they showed up in the World Series or if they got swept early on.
Right.
And but here's a true statement. I'm not sure that that's not the case for anybody left.
Left. Yeah, for sure. Now, to be fair, I would be surprised if the Yankees and Guardians lose this week. So
I'm not, because I have too many Yankees fans friends who are the saddest group of people I know. I mean, they're mopey. And I'm like, you have talent. Like, I don't understand. Just for the record, the Astros have scored and have the tying run on second base.
Woo!
So that quickly. And here's what's funny too. And here's the thing that they're doing. So ESPN is putting that win probability bar up. And it was literally, it was at like 2%. and it jumped up this inning with two on, one out in the ninth. The go-ahead run at home plate. And it's now jumped up to 30 to 27%, which one swing of the bat ties it.
Yeah.
So we said yesterday jokingly, this is going to be a bananas playoff season. I'm not going to lean away from that. I'm really not sure how it's going to be. So,
and we don't want it any other way.
Part of us is, if you have a team if you have a dog in the fight, you want it to be, you know what? I want to sweep everything, and I don't care. But the fan who does not have a dog in the fight wants chaos.
Wants more yesterdays.
Yeah, like, give me all of the, hey, we're just going to go toe-to-toe and slug it out, and you're never going to be able to take a short breath because you just want to do this. It says, postseason since 1990, teams are 1-538 when trailing by 3+ runs entering the ninth inning. One team, the Cubs, beat the Giants. Ooh. The Cubs beat the Giants after down, but, and here they are. And if you tell me that this is what it's going to be, I don't know that I haven't. Yeah, and it's Victor Caratini who a left-handed wizard, how he's having success has another one. He has 8 bombs this season. And if nothing surprises me, but everything does
at the same time.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, this is kind of how it's going to be. There's a lot of chess going on, with this. And I forgot that, like, in my head, I don't know why, but Detroit was going to be hosting. And it seemed weird to me. Right. But here they are in the bottom of the ninth, in a brawl,
facing it
in a brawl
up against it.
Right. And then in Baltimore, they had my friends. So I have tons of friends that are there and they're wearing both sides. So I've got friends going together who are both Royals fans and Orioles fans. Woo. Hanging out together. And the big issue. Line drive to left field, they held him. Ooh. Didn't send him. It's Bregman's at third. They didn't. Well, It's two outs.
Yeah, I can't risk it.
Didn't, you know, you don't want to end the game at home plate. or do you? things happen.
All the time in baseball, as you come to find out, the more we watch.
Yeah, I... So, and McCormick's up. So,
is that a guy you pinch hit for?
I don't know. Here's the thing about the Astros. They go against the numbers way more than anybody that I can think of. He's a 211 hitter, and I'm not sure if it has to be a matchup thing. Like, simply a matchup thing. It has to be a matchup thing.
I mean, not that their bench super scares you,
but Chaz
McCormick is the best you can do.
You've got some left-handers on. Well, but they've used some trying earlier in the game, and this is a Houston team that just kind of believes that things will work out. But he's down to his final strike. He's fouled one off directly behind him.
Oh, so McCormick is the pinch hitter.
Yeah, McCormick is the pinch hitter. But nice. I didn't understand why you picked. How many times do you pinch hit? This is some old 1960s and 70s baseball where a 211 hitter sitting on the bench is your best option.
Hey, if McCormick finds a way to first base, Jake Myers, former Husker, comes up.
Yeah, he comes walking up. Well, McCormick's not going to let him without swinging the bat. Right? He's not going to let him because you got to battle. So we're going to stay here until at least there's some resolution to this, and then we can have two short segments to get out of here on time for Des Moines and Ashton.
This is like, what Nick and I were doing yesterday with the Braves and the Mets.
Well, this is, I mean, again, this is the beauty of it. And the folks who are on, almost wild pitched it. but which is why I would tag the runner on the previous swing to have the tying run on third base. I like the fact that it would take away breaking balls from the pitcher.
You would think.
Right. With a pinch hitter up, I want him stuck and married to his fastball. Mm-hmm. And I'm a member of the Jack Parkman fan club. Jack Parkman is one of the great baseball poets.
Okay.
And him in Major League 2, it's the thing. Well, there's your fastball, and I fouled it straight back. You don't have enough hair on your back to throw me another one. And I paraphrase that. Yeah, right. You don't have enough hair on your back to throw me another one. And it's so much so, and I've been in Minute Maid Park in moments like this. And it is the belief of every single person in the building.
You walked him.
Yeah, well, here comes the trade. Jake Myers. No. They traded during the season.
Oh, Hayward.
They get Jason Hayward. And listen. Wow. To get Jason Hayward just for this moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Just for this moment. So here's what we're going to do. We'll throw it to break here. And we'll give you the recap when we come back to old school.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.